Another political battle is raging, this one here in Washington. It's about how to get health care to children from families with low incomes. Democrats, with the help of some Republicans, passed a bill through Congress that would expand what's called SCHIP, the state children's health insurance program. They say it would help care for the millions more poor kids that need health insurance. Republicans who opposed it said it expands the program too much. So much, in fact, that it would cover middle-class children as well. President Bush promptly vetoed the bill last week, and now Democrats are running a hard campaign to muster enough votes in the House to override that veto. Now, we don't want to lose sight of the issues here. Health insurance for kids. The role of the federal government in providing that. But this fight is also about cold, hard politics. Let's focus on that for a few minutes. Joining me now from his office in suburban Maryland is Congressman Chris Van Hollen, the head of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. He's the man in charge of getting House Democrats elected across the country. Mr. Van Hollen, thanks very much for joining us.
It's good to be with you, Andrea.
Now, your party has scheduled this attempt to override President Bush's veto for later this month. Why the wait? Why not go ahead and do it right away?
Because we want to use this time to get the votes to override the president's veto. Our goal is to persuade members who voted against the bill to turn around and support with it.
And when you say take the time to persuade Republicans, what you mean is you're running ads in hotly contested congressional districts around the country.
Hey, Congress, remember me? I'm one of those children, the kind you say you won't leave behind. I know you like us kids, but if you want to keep us hanging out with you for the cameras, you need to protect us, not the president.
Over 100,000 children here in Michigan risk losing their affordable, quality health insurance, while Congressman Tim Walberg receives his health care at taxpayers' expense. With the state children's health insurance program, SCHIP, set to expire, Congressman Walberg has a choice to make. Continue to stand with President Bush or with American children.
So those were ads from House Democrats, from outside interest groups. Mr. Van Hollen, you're running these ads has caused congressional Republicans to argue that you're, quote unquote, playing politics with children's health. How do you rebut that when you are running these ads only in the most closely contested districts?
Well, because that's where we have the greatest opportunity to get members of Congress to change their minds. We need to appeal to them in many different ways. But one way to appeal to them is to say to their constituents, here's the information, and we hope your member of Congress will vote the right way. And if they don't, you should hold them accountable at the ballot box. And because they face a tough election, they're going to be more inclined to listen to their constituents. So we believe that when we get them to change their votes, you'll see a snowball effect and others will change their votes as well.
Now, if House Democrats fail to override President Bush's veto, will the Democratic leaders try to work with the president to pass another bill that he might sign, or will voters be hearing more about this veto right up to November of 08?
Well, we're going to keep the pressure on the president. We think this is a defining issue. It says a lot about someone's priorities. And in fact, what we're really asking President Bush to do is simply go back to the position he had in 2004, where he expressly called for extending the CHIPS program to kids who are eligible but not getting coverage. So we are going to continue to call upon the president and House Republicans until we get this done.
Congressman Chris Van Hollen is a Democrat from Maryland and the head of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. Sir, thank you very much.
Thank you.
While Democrats beat the Bushes for votes, House Republicans seem to be holding fast with enough votes to sustain the president's veto of the children's health insurance expansion. Congressman Roy Blunt is the minority whip, second in command of House Republicans. He joins me now by phone from his district in southwest Missouri. Welcome, sir.
It's good to be with you, Andrea.
Now, 45 Republicans in your conference voted with the Democrats to support this bill. In the Senate, you've got Republicans outwardly hammering on President Bush for vetoing it. What are you doing to keep your party together?
You know, my sense is that the longer this bill is out there, the more comfortable our members who voted against the bill are with the position they had. This happens to be a bad bill with a great title. It's clearly more politics than trying to do something that ensures poor children first, which is what SCHIP was designed to do and what I still think it needs to be focused on doing.
It's interesting that you say the longer the bill is out there, the more comfortable Republicans get with being against it, because Congressman Van Hollen told us that the longer this bill is out there, the more they're hoping to sway votes to override the veto.
Well, I think what you see is taking maximum political opportunity of what should be a policy discussion. Chris Van Hollen knows that this bill did not go through the normal process, that it's got lots of flaws that nobody's had time to find yet. Clearly, our friends on the other side are using this as a huge political moment to get the people to run ads that make it look like our members voted against children, when which what they really voted against was an unreasonable expansion of the current legislation.
And what kind of pressure are our members getting from actual voters in their districts?
I think there's some pressure in every district for voters, but I also believe that as voters begin to understand what this fight is really about, they begin to think differently about this.
Are you saying that these ads that Democrats and interest groups are running are having an effect?
I don't know that they're having, they're surely having some kind of effect. But part of the effect is that people that those members work for see that they must be willing to fight about something that is a matter of principle rather than just being willing to vote for a bill because it's got a good title. That's not a bad thing for people that send you to Washington to think. And in fact, if you can prove it's true by casting that tough vote, that's even better.
Missouri Republican Roy Blunt is the House Minority Whip. Thank you, sir.
Andre, it's great to be with you.